back to our... Wow. Jeepers, creepers. Welcome back to our Thursday Open Line. I'm your host, Brian Bowles. We just got done talking with Jay Keeney and Matt Danielson about an upcoming Mule Deer Foundation dinner and auction on May 2nd at the Agriplex. Go on their website and get your tickets. You can go as an individual, go as a couple, table of eight, table of ten. Table of ten gets you a gun for the table. Not one, just one gun and all the different prizes and different things that go along with it. And then also, you, with your ticket, you become a member of the foundation. We're going to shift gears just a little bit and welcome Stephanie Cook into the studio to talk about an Omak community garden. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, well, I've had a horrible morning. I got here late. My car's out of gas. And anyway, so community garden.
Yes.
What's it all about?
So, I'm Stephanie Cook. I'm the Harvesting Hopes Programs Lead for Okanagan County Community Action Council.
Oh, okay.
And Community Gardens is one of our programs. We have Gleaning, Grow Row, Zero Waste, and Community Gardens. And they're all about creating a sustainable Okanagan County. I think there's been a lot of issues with food lately. We have lots of food banks and food pantries that we provide food for, and it's just getting harder and harder to find food.
Yeah.
So as a organization, we thought, well, how can we provide food for our county without reaching out to outside individuals to help us do so? And Community Gardens is one of those projects. So the Omak Community Garden is our very first that we are building, and we're very excited for it. It is basically where community members can come in, get a garden plot of their own. They can grow their own food. Maybe their soil is not right at their place. Maybe they live up on the mountains and it's a short growing season. Maybe they live in an apartment and they don't have a place to grow. This allows them to be able to grow food that's nutritious and healthy for their families, as well as different organizations to come in and have plots and be able to give back to the food pantries and donate excess food back to our community in general.
Okay, wonderful. I know it's like with some folks that live even that live in town on a small lot, maybe it doesn't have a lot of room, but water's an issue.
Yeah, water is a huge issue, and it's expensive in town. And if you're out of town, irrigation water is expensive, or your well may not produce enough water.
Yeah.
So having a place that can facilitate those things for you is important.
Okay, so let's get down to the, because I have a couple of questions about some of the things that you mentioned that you're involved with the community action. But before I get to that, I want to get down to the dirt here, as it were. Where is this going to be located, and how's it going to work? How do you become part of it?
So it's located at 1007 Koala Drive, which is on the property of Okanagan Behavioral Healthcare. So behind their property, they had a lot that they were not using, well, a part of their lot.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it's across from where the RV place is.
Yeah.
You know, Confluence Health is right there, so it's on the bus line, which is great. So people can come, even though it's a little bit out of town, you can still get there.
Sure.
And then that's where there was just a sagebrush lot, and we have taken it and we've leveled it now. We've got a fence up. We're building raised beds because it is all sand up there. So it'll be a raised bed garden. And then people can come in and rent a space, we're currently building them, so we're not there yet, but we're going to have 33 4x10 beds, raised beds for rental, and then we will have 12 raised beds that'll be easy access for people that are maybe mobility impaired, bending down's a little bit difficult,
sure.
Those kind of
yeah.
things. And we'll have compost bins, we'll have communal garden areas, so there will be also other bins that are really large that can provide for corn and squash and things that we all take part in to make it a better growing aspect for everyone. And then we'll have a learning area. So we'll have a little area to where we can do classes and stuff like that.
Okay. So then you mentioned that renting or rental. So how does this work then to be a part of it? What do you have to go through?
Through me.
Through Stephanie. Stephanie's the gatekeeper.
Community Action Council is going to kind of head the whole thing. And so we will have beds for rent, and there will be a small fee because we do have a water bill, as we were discussing. Water is expensive. Yeah. We're on city water there. So we'll have to spread that out between the beds. But we won't turn anyone away. So there will always be some kind of program. So if you can't afford what the bed rental is, we'll have place that you can come and you can kind of apply for a bed that is maybe sponsored by a business or is sponsored by us, however we work that out in the end.
Okay. Yeah. So then they go through you to start with.
Yes.
That's how it starts. And then they rent. So it's each raised bed has a rental fee.
Yes.
Okay. And then they provide their, the seed.
Yes.
They provide whatever they want to grow.
We will have a seed library, so we have some starts for this year because it'll be a little late in the starting year, so, yeah. But we will have a seed bank and stuff that people can get as well.
Okay. This is your first one, your first project, your first community garden.
The first one we're building.
The one you're building, okay. So, you have other ones then?
We're currently working with Wakanda. They're building their first community garden up there.
Oh,
so
wow.
They should be done by this spring as well. And then, they're building it though. It's not just us doing it. And we're helping facilitate that with paperwork and kind of support those kind of things.
Yeah.
And then we're also partnering with the Tenasket Community Garden. So we're kind of helping them for longevity and planning. It's been there for a really long time and they want to see it there for a really long time.
Okay.
So with us stepping in, it kind of helps with some of the administration part.
Okay. So if someone who is listening today thinks, wow, you know, I've got a half acre that's not being used for anything. Wow, that'd be a great project. Are you looking for that as well?
Yeah, we're definitely going to be expanding this project as we move forward. This summer, we have the three gardens going, three different aspects of gardens.
Yeah.
So we're a little bit busy, but we are taking people's names and phone numbers and getting them into kind of our database of, okay, who are we going to talk to this winter for our next projects and going forward into each year.
Yeah, wonderful. Now, you mentioned when you were introducing yourself and the other projects there at Community Action, and one of them I heard was gleaning, zero waste?
Mm-hmm.
What were the other?
Grow a Row.
Okay, so can you explain those things, programs?
So they all have the same ideas. We're getting food back to the food pantries and back to our community members.
Yeah.
So Grow a Row is where a community member has a garden already established, and they either dedicate a couple rows and say, this is what I'm going to give back to the food pantries. This is what I'm going to, you know, donate every time I need to harvest it. Or they say, I have excess, and this excess, I'm going to dedicate part of my excess to go back to the food pantries to help feed our local community.
Okay.
So, and then gleaning is where it's usually a farm, a bigger farm, and we come in and we harvest your produce. So if you have too much lettuce, but you don't want to pay someone to come out and harvest all that lettuce because you're out that money, but it's not going to actually go to the store or the farmers markets or anything like that, then you can call us and we can get a crew together and come out to your property. And we have all sorts of rules and regulations, and like we make sure that your property is respected, and we harvest the food and we get to bring it back to the food pantries and distribute it out to all 9 food pantries in the county, which is super wonderful.
Yeah. How does that work with orchards, with gleaning?
So it works the same way.
Okay, so you're allowed to do, okay. So I know I had a friend of mine who was an orchardist, and he was allowing gleaning, but then the regulations got to where he had to stop.
So the benefit of having Okanagan County Community Action Council come in and do the gleaning is that we have all of the right, the liability waivers, we have all the paperwork, we have, you know, we have everything set into place and have plenty of handbooks for everybody. We have training sessions. It's not just someone that doesn't understand your property and respect your property, or the liability is just huge and you don't want to take that on. We have all of the stuff to check all the boxes to make sure that you're safe, your property's safe, and none of your produce or fruit is harmed in the process.
Because it's amazingly enough, not everybody understands how to use an orchard ladder, which can be a very dangerous situation.
Absolutely,
not a liability.
Yeah. Or even properly harvest your food.
Okay,
there is a proper way to pick everything or to harvest everything, and if you do it wrong, you can damage things around you. So that's very important.
Yeah, and then the last thing was the zero waste.
Zero waste. So we've developed like a vermicomposting.
What?
For vermicomposting. It's a worm bin.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So they can compost some of the waste that we have within the food pantries, and then we're turning it back into fertilizer for our community gardens. And then just kind of everything that we do goes back into the system versus going into landfills and waste, and we can use it to produce more food.
I was reading a very intriguing article in the Smithsonian here a couple of months ago, and I can't remember what country it was, but they were using it. It was a larva of a certain kind of fly.
Soldier fly, maybe?
Yes, it was. Yeah, that was a fascinating article for the compost and stuff.
Yes.
Like, wow, we don't do that here, though.
Some people do.
Do they use okay?
Yeah, we're using worms.
We're using
red wiggler.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. Wiggler worms.
Yeah, I couldn't say it either. No. So, but yeah, the soldier, that was the soldier fly. That's what it was. Yeah, that was fascinating how they were doing that. Wow, it's incredible. Well, good. I mean, that's wonderful. So, community action is really. Really trying to, well, they've always have, but really trying to make a difference.
Yeah, our food and nutrition department is really trying to make it all full circle so we can provide more food and services for everybody.
Yeah, okay. So let's talk a little bit more again about this community garden. So they get a hold of you, Community Action. How do they do that?
They'll email me at StephanieC@OCCAC.com.
Okay. And then the process is just, it's, I want allotment. Here's how much, what's the rent?
That is still being debated.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
And that is also, it's because we are not positive on how many beds we're going to have. Currently we have about 45 beds, but depending on how many, so we have to spread the bills across all those. So we're still trying to sneak a few extra in here and there and interest. So currently I have 16 beds rented that are spoken for. And at that point, they're just calling me and they're saying, hey, I am interested in having a bed. Put me on the list. I would like you to call me and we can, you know, have a bed when we do the grand opening, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So the watering, is that going to be set up so it's automatic, or the people have to do the watering themselves? How does that work?
It'll be automatic timers, and we'll have zones. So we are on city water, so we're going to be super conscious of what water we're using and how we're using it. And so drip irrigation is going to be our friend.
Yeah.
We're going to have zone timers for the garden, so it should be pretty self-watering.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Because some produce doesn't require as much and some more. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Wow. This is exciting. I think it's wonderful that we're doing this. I think community gardens, they just add such a wonderful sense of, well, you know, of community to our area. When people get together and they can, you know, they're growing things together and they're sharing ideas and how to, because everyone's got some kind of an idea about how to be a green thumb and how to grow things. That's nice, wonderful. How long have you been doing this?
I started with the Action Council in October.
Okay, you have a background in food or ag or something?
Yeah, I've had gardens my entire life.
Okay.
I have my own organic farm up in Oroville, so I've just kind of always done this. And then I was in the restaurant industry for 23 years, owning my own restaurants.
Oh.
And so watching the food system and watching how wasteful that can be, and creating my own food and preparing all of our food from scratch and saving it and canning it and reproducing it. So, like, it's stew one day, and then it's goulash the other. You know, you just recycling everything into something else and zero waste in that aspect. This just feels right to do this part of it, to where we can teach individuals to do it on their own as well.
When I was a church camp director, we always had one of our meals was almost a full-blown, you know, Thanksgiving meal, as it were. And depending on the amount of kids we had at a particular week, our cook would, we'd have the turkey dinner, and the next day we'd have turkey casserole, and then we'd have turkey soup and turkey. I think was great. She was an old farm lady from Molson, and she knew how to stretch and get the most out of that. So, which is great, because it really eliminated the waste.
Yes.
And you got several meals out of it. And it sounds like that's what you're doing, which I think is wonderful.
Absolutely, and that's part of our program, is teaching people how to meal plan, and once they get their food, what do you do with it to make it shelf stable, to keep it for, you know, everything's harvested all at once. So how do you keep that on your shelves to where you can eat for multiple months off it?
Yeah, which it's remarkable, especially when you go to the county fair. It's a skill that is fast eroding, just knowing how to can and preserve.
Yes.
That's not being done like it used to be.
Right.
Do you see maybe a resurgence?
Very much so.
Okay.
One of the beautiful things I've noticed about this is that there is a lot of people that realize that in society we have stopped. There was this moment that we stopped teaching our young people how to preserve, and how everything became so easy and so readily available. We just stopped passing those things down for one reason or another. So we have multiple generations right now that do not know these things.
Exactly.
And it's more and more important and prevalent that we do need to teach these to each other. And there's still people out there that know it. So let's get the information out to everyone.
You have a family?
Yes.
And do the kids buy into all this? They love it?
My daughter's grown, so I'm a grandma.
Seriously?
Yep.
And there's no way you could be a grandma. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And she's the same way. She believes the exact same way. She will teach our granddaughter and her daughter how to can, too. So,
yeah.
I feel like it's generational at this point, that everyone's kind of waking up and saying, hey, you know, it's not always going to be easy. And even if it is, we should know these things.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay. So obviously it's going to be a late, I'm using air quotes, radio fans, it's going to be a late start to the garden, but when do you plan on having a grand opening and turn the soil over?
Our grand opening is going to be Friday, May 15th at 3 p.m. at the garden, and one way or another, we will open on that day.
Okay.
We're moving along fast, so we're getting the beds built. We have soil delivery next week. Irrigation meetings are next week, so we're hopeful that by the 15th, we'll be ready.
Yeah. I've been watching. I had no idea what was going on in that space, but now it all makes sense now, what you're doing between, it's kind of, just joined us, there's a space, it was a sagebrush and just bare kind of scab land between the north side of Confluence and the south side of Sunrise RV. Up in that area is where you're located. So,
yes.
Olmec Community Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, Stephanie, anything else you want to make sure you?
I definitely want to thank the community members that have been making this possible. We have some businesses that have really put time and effort into this, and so I'd like to thank Proline Cutting and Excavation, Lees and Duke Excavating, Oroville Reman Reload, Smallwood Farms, Morgan & Son Septic Service, Pape Machinery, and of course, Okanagan Behavioral Healthcare, who has provided the property, which is absolutely amazing.
Oh, nice.
And with that, I'd like to give a special thank you to Omak School District, Amber Brink. She has been bringing her transition program students over on a regular basis up there, and they have been such a such an amazing help. And there's always something for everyone to volunteer for. It doesn't matter if you're a builder by trade, or if you're a gardener by trade, or if you maybe you can't stand for very long. We will have something for you to volunteer with. We have something for you to come in and help and make this community garden yours.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you very much. This is very, very informative. I didn't realize there were all those programs going on at Community Action, and just continue to make our community a better place to live and be a part. So thank you very much. I look forward to hearing how the grand opening goes and having you come back again and give us an update and as you continue on this process.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Stephanie. Have a good day.
You too.